KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN police are trying to establish the circumstances surrounding a double murder in Wentworth, south of Durban. Spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says two brothers who were attending their uncle's funeral were gunned down yesterday. He says they suffered multiple gunshot wounds and died in hospital.
Police in Wentworth are investigating a case of double murder. Two brothers were allegedly shot and killed at the gate of a church on Jagannath Road. The motive of the killing is yet to be established and suspects are unknown at this stage.
Residents in Overport in Durban have raised concerns over growing crime and neglect in parts of their neighbourhood. Ward 31 councillor Ramona McKenzie says areas around Sheringham, Hope and Hill Streets are hotspots for dumping, sewage spills and cable theft. She says the situation poses major health and safety risks to all nearby residents.
I've called in the committee work to come and do an oversight, especially with the illegal connection. We have requested for them to come out and deal with that because obviously we can't have illegal connections. And we are going to be having a meeting on Thursday that we are arranging to speak with residents and for the departments that are available to come out and speak with residents and take their concerns very seriously.
The city says it's aware of the issues and is urging residents to follow proper waste practices and says the councillor should work with departments to resolve service failures. President Cyril Ramaphosa is today attending the Southern African Development Community's 45th Ordinary Summit of Heads of State and Government in Madagascar. The summit will focus on, among other things, accelerating regional integration through key pillars and promoting an inclusive energy transition. And abroad, all Air Canada planes remain grounded despite the Canadian government intervening to end a strike by cabin crew members that saw hundreds of flights being cancelled. Canada's largest airline, which has 130,000 daily passengers, says all flights will be cancelled until this afternoon, pending a decision by the country's Industrial Relations Board. Air Canada had stopped all operations after around 10,000 flight attendants yesterday began industrial action, fueled by a wage dispute. Canada's Labour Policy Minister says it could take 5 to 10 days for Air Canada to resume regular services after the disruption. And on the weather front back home, showers and thundershowers expected across KZN today. Durban, Pietermaritzburg, Ladysmith and Ulundi a high of 24 degrees. Richards Bay 27, Newcastle and Moy River 22, Margate 23, Kokstad and the Berg 20. Morning swells are reaching 2.5 metres at the Durban beach with sunset at 33 minutes past 5. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.